Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody.
LA Talk Radio, Accent On, Ilona Europa, Mondays, 6 to 7, Pacific Time. What can I say? Almost 5 years. Boy, I'm getting younger every Monday, I think, because I'm so excited to be here and talking to just amazing people. They become my friends later, and today is one of those days, one of those Mondays that I am 100% sure that my guest will be my friend for a long, long time. And I am very, very happy mostly to introduce somebody who is from Poland originally. I think people already know that I'm Polish, and my heart always beats very strongly for everybody who comes from Poland to Los Angeles and can be guest on my show, or is just here in Los Angeles and just makes life for themselves in a successful way. Because that's what Accent On is, my radio show about. It's about people with an accent who are living life in their own way and they feel like they accomplished something in America. Then what can I say? I really, really think today we need to have a lot of ladies tuning in live to our show and just listening what we will be talking about, because we'll be talking about skin care. We'll be talking about beautifying ourselves, feeling good, and not being really petrifying if we have some problems, you know, with our skin, because I think our guest can give us lots of wonderful answers. And also, my guest, a moment ago, I just spoke with her, and she just, I think, agreed to be our advisor once a month. She will be talking to us about our skills. She will be giving us advice about what to do, how to make ourselves prettier, and maybe even meeting her face-to-face in her salon. You know, I'm talking like this is a big mystery, but really, really, I love to just introduce people in big, upfront brouhaha. Yes, she is, from this moment on, my friend, officially. Her name is
Margaret Tomaszewicz.
Margaret Tomaszewicz. If we'll be in Poland, I will call you
Małgorzata.
Małgorzata. Małgorzata, you are in Los Angeles for how long?
36 years this month.
Oh my gosh, you really are here forever. I'm here like 26 probably years. And yeah, I call America my home. Yes. I call Poland my home also. But, you know, having... I do not have too many Polish businesswomen as a guest. Then to having somebody like you and just talking about your journey, how you become who you are right now, excites me about very much. I call myself partially artist, partially businesswoman, okay? And I'm waking up every morning and I have no idea who I am every day, because sometimes I do 24 hours music, and working with lots of artists. And someday I'm sticking my, you know, eyes in front of computer and that's all what I'm doing, answering emails or just getting myself better, preparing for the show and just thinking what is the next step when it comes to my business, okay? Then, when I will ask you who you were when you were 5 years old, 6 years old, what was your dream? Because you were in Poland there, yes?
Oddly enough, I wanted to be an actor.
Oh, come on, Los Angeles, never late for our dreams, okay? Good, beautiful, yes?
Yes, I wanted to be an actor. I grew up in Warsaw in communist times. And love acting, singing, performing.
No.
Yes.
I didn't see this on your website. I would love you even more.
That's right. But the life took different turn. And when I finished high school, my aunt invited me to come to Santa Monica for 6 months break before I go back to college, to Poland, to study acting. And so I did. So I go, well, let me experience life and visit America, which I heard so much about. I have a great aunt living in Long Island. I have a big family on the East Coast. And my aunt said, well, why don't you come down and visit me and see before you make your next step in life. So I did. Well, I came in July of 1980, and my aunt lived in Santa Monica on 17th Center and 2nd. If anybody knows Santa Monica, it's the most beautiful part of Santa Monica, and the flowers were blooming, and the sun was shining, and the grass was green, and the breeze was wonderful and warm, and I fell in love with the city. At that time, if you're old enough to remember, Santa Monica was a sleepy little town with lots of Europeans walking the 3rd Street Promenade, what's now a very busy 3rd Street Promenade. And I just felt like this is my second home.
Right away.
Right away. But I wasn't thinking of staying right away until the news in Poland about martial law happened.
Wow.
And
which means you were here because it was December, really, what's happened.
Yes. So I was about to stay like for 6 months or so. And when things were getting worse and worse and worse in Poland, and my friends and family were asking me, you know, help us, you know, do something for us. You know, there was people that didn't have jobs. They were staying in lines and there was no food. And, you know, you remember.
Of course. And
everybody advised me that you should just stay. You should take advantage of where you are now because we don't know what's going to happen in Poland.
No,
you remember all that,
Dark moment.
Dark moment, yes.
So dark one. Nobody knew. And it was winter. And one day we all woke up. I was in Poland. I was singing in a beautiful town called Zakopane. We had beautiful shows with a lot of artists. We lived in this nice hotel. And everybody was international, a lot of international guests there. And it was very cold, like only in Russia or in Poland can be when it's big winter. And I know we were just enjoying our dinner. And then we went upstairs because then something happened. We heard the stairs and steps of people going down, up and down, up and down. Mostly they were not Polish because a lot of different languages were spoken and very nervous feelings. We saw the luggages in hallways everywhere. And then we saw, of course, General Jaruzelski just saying that martial law starts. And next morning, we needed to leave Zakopane, and we saw army on the streets, and it was just, you were not here, but I was driving, you know, to my home. We were an artist, they escorted us, whatever, everybody was going somehow, somewhere to Warsaw, to Katowice, to our hometowns. I don't even know, because day before, life was more than normal, exciting for me. I was an artist, I was a singer, I was like, what happened? What happened? And then what happened? That's what years broke us down or really gave us birth again to what right now Poland is and the world is right now, you know. Then you decided to stay here. Are you having parents in Warsaw still and your family?
Yes, my parents still live in Warsaw. And after, so my first visit to Warsaw was after I became a citizen. And I went back before I got married to introduce my future husband to my parents. And it was the end of communism, and the end of communism towards the end. So I could see some changes over there. And then my parents visited me a lot here in Santa Monica for many years.
Do they like here?
They love it. Especially my father loves it.
What is he doing? What parents are doing?
My father, they retired there, 81 years old. But my father was a photographer for Polish railroads.
And so he, you know, I've seen
a lot of changes and in communist Poland and then democracy will happen. And my mother used to be a bookkeeper, so, I mean, then I was the only child. I had a pretty normal life, and when I was, you know, in my, I just went through high school over there, so I had a pretty normal life. But, of course, you know, we saw how they struggled, you know. I grew up very middle-income family. Yeah. I love Warsaw. Well, Warsaw is my, whenever I go back, I try to go back at least once a year.
Same, myself and my daughter right now. We love Poland. We love Europe.
Warsaw is my... I encourage anybody that want to travel to Europe to definitely go to Warsaw. Poland is so beautiful with so many different things to see and do. And we have...
Food and clothes and history,
the museums.
And people
are very warm and good, yes.
I love Poland. I love America, too. Americans just work too hard. I always say, they work so hard. They don't even know how to take a break because they think they're losing something if they don't work harder.
Right.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Then you say the beautiful young girl met... nice gentleman who has a Polish roots.
Yes. My husband's parents came after World War II. They were, that's another long story, maybe for another program.
Yes.
long story short, my parents-in-law met during the war in Polish army. They both fought for Polish army under General Anders.
Wow.
And they both fought for under Monte Cassino. My mother-in-law, which I loved a lot, they both passed. And now, she was driving trucks with ammunition.
Oh my gosh.
And my father-in-law was a soldier. And they met. It was a beautiful life story. I always tell with the one day that should be a movie made about them. It's just like Dr. Zhivago, only during World War II. It's a beautiful love story. Maybe another time.
We will talk about them for sure. Closest to Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah, sending people love stories. Yes. Anyways.
The letters I have.
Oh, my gosh.
I have handwritten letters that my father-in-law wrote to my mother-in-law. And, you know, at that time, it was courtship. It was love that was developing. It was just the beautiful romance that two people can share. Anyway, long story short, they got married in Italy right after the war, and they didn't want to go back to communist Poland. So, like many people, they immigrated to England and then eventually to New Jersey, where my husband was born. And his first language was Polish.
Yes.
So he speaks Polish. And his last name is Tomaszewicz. So I didn't get a good
American
easy name.
Smith or something, yes. Tomaszewicz is beautiful.
It is.
Yes. Can Americans spell or can they tell your name
so
nicely?
So my husband came with an idea how people can pronounce our name easy.
Yes.
So most people know Manaszewicz wine.
Okay.
So he says, put Tomaszewicz instead of Manaszewicz.
Good for you.
Yeah,
that's
so
a very shortcut.
That's
I love it.
We teach people how to say our name.
Okay. And then you say, okay, because I know you have daughter, we'll go through this corner too of motherhood. But in meantime, I'm sure you are starting to, or studying, or just doing something that brings you closer to who you become right now, the successful businesswoman.
So when I came, when I decided to stay, the thought did cross my mind about going to acting because this is LA. And I had a friend of a friend, Mr. Leonidas Osetinski. I don't know if anybody remembers him from Polish old circles. He used to have a acting studio in Hollywood. And I actually rented a room from him for a short period of time. I lived in Hollywood. And he was a wonderful gentleman. And we spoke about me entering the acting, him teaching me acting here. And, you know, he said, don't do it. It's, you're too...
gentle.
Yes.
Of
it's
course.
A tough business. And
it's
he said, I don't advise you.
Wow.
I don't advise you. My English was very, I spoke very little English at the time. So he said, by the time you master the language, by the time you go through that, you will encounter too many headaches, and I don't wish it on you.
Aww.
So I had a few part-time little jobs. I worked at the farmer's market. And then I got a job in Polish store in Santa Monica on Wilshire and 11th Street. Polish Deli no longer exists. It was a nice little store. So I moved back to Santa Monica and got my own apartment on 3rd Street in Santa Monica. I paid $420 for an apartment with the ocean view.
Oh,
little ocean view.
Why did you leave this
and
apartment?
And walk-in closet.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, so I said, well, I need a profession.
Yes.
I mean, I can't just be, you know, what am I going to do? So I always love beauty. As Polish women, we always use good cosmetics. Even when we were not rich, we were not wealthy, we always use good cosmetic. Dr. Irene Aris, big cosmetic company now through Europe. My mother always told me, good skin, good teeth, you know, it's the base of a woman.
Absolutely.
You know, you
nice
have good
hair
skin,
and good shoes.
Good
the same.
And a hat.
Yes. It's so true.
Yes.
That's what makes women pretty. You know, you really package yourself nicely. But healthy skin, healthy smile.
Healthy skin.
And nice hair and okay shoes. That's good enough, I think. But from this moment on, you said you like a beauty industry. Then what was your first step into this business?
So I went to Santa Monica College and I entered cosmetology school. So I went to school during the day, work at night and on the evenings, and finished cosmetology school, thinking maybe I want to do some hairstyling. Because skincare industry at that time in LA was not existing.
Hmm.
So when I came in 1980, the only thing was a very surprise. The only thing was Clinique was like the number one, Marilyn Norman. There was no day spa. There was no skincare salons other than Elizabeth Arden, Aida Tibian. And they were all only for wealthy women living in Beverly Hills.
Wow.
There was no skincare industry, so I was not sure how I can enter through skincare, so I thought maybe I'll do hair. But I hated doing hair. I just, the chemicals, the smells, I was good, pretty good hairdresser, actually, but the atmosphere of the hair salon was just not for me. So I was very lucky that I had a good skincare teacher during my studies that taught me a lot about, you know, skin chemistry and philosophy of the skin. And she mentioned that there is a dermal institute opened up in Marina Del Rey. So there was first school for estheticians in Los Angeles. I don't know if America, probably not, but in Los Angeles. And that was run by Jane Woolworth, which is now an owner of International Dermal Institute and Dermalogica.
Interesting.
I was very, very lucky. She came from England and a huge role model for me, even up till now, because now Dermalogica is all over the world. And she I was lucky that she personally taught me European skincare, but here in America.
Wow, what a circle. Amazing. Then that was like almost 30 years ago?
Yes, 30 years ago.
I just need to tell people before we have still a long time before end of the show, but I want to tell people we have very successful woman. You own your own place in Santa Monica. Could you tell us the name of your salon? And just to not make people wait longer, you also own your own cosmetic line that people can purchase in many places. Then give us name for your salon.
So now I own my own skincare salon. It's called European Skin and Massage Studio. And it's in the heart of Santa Monica, because right on 2nd Street, right where I love the most. And I perform their European style treatments, but I also bring the new technology to my studio. And about 8 months ago, the idea came to me that although I love a lot of different skincare lines, different cosmetics, I work with most of them, I didn't find one line that I can completely recommend to my clients that is natural and organic. So now I developed a skincare line called
Voda, which means
water.
I just love this name. I really think when we hear word Voda, water, we feel what you are describing to us. Just something fresh, necessary for life, but very, very real, honest, and not chemically, hopefully, you know.
Pure.
It's just pure, yes. Yeah. Okay, then again, your salon name is? For people who are in Los Angeles or Santa Monica or in this arena, I want to see you and meet you and just book the appointment with you. Mm. Name of the salon is?
European Skin and Massage Studio.
Come on, people, European skin. And I'm telling you, look at my skin. You cannot see me. I have a pretty good skin. I'm not the youngest chick, but I really have nice skin. And of course, when it comes to Margaret, you have beautiful skin too. We Europeans know what to do and how to take care of ourselves, but you know for real. Then that's why I'm so excited for the first time to bring somebody that can advise us. I know you'll be talking to gentlemen too, because they have issues, skin issues too. But really, ladies love to learn. We love to learn. We like to try new things. And I think with all of the choices that we have, eventually when we find something that we like, we stick with it forever. You were so cute, because I talked to you on the phone and I was saying I'm still using Nivea, and you are so funny. You say, oh, time, yeah, that's a good cream, but enough, Ilona, you need to really, you know, just try something else. There are better things on the market. And again, we'll find out from you more why you think that your cosmetic line can really compete or even be maybe liked more than something that is already on the market. Then, okay, for right now, we'll take 3 minutes break. Well, oh, somebody's calling us. Oh my gosh, let's say, oh, somebody just disappeared. I'm so sorry, please call us back. Oh, I was looking at the face of my guest and I didn't look at my screen. I'm so sorry. People, call us if you want to know more. Okay, what we will be playing? Let's maybe, okay, something a little Frenchy and sung by me, Je t'aime mon amour.
Je t'aime mon amour, I love you, yo te quiero solo tu. Like every song that I've heard over and over again lives in my heart. Tell me again, I love you, mon amour, solo tu, familiar. I want to keep in my head, rewind forever the day I met you, when my world collapsed under my feet. Make me believe you love me for the rest of your life. What is unreal?
We have a caller. Hi, who is calling to us?
I'm sorry, can you please connect me to Ronan Rosner? Is he in?
Oh, I cannot hear you well, but I think you are maybe calling to studio number 2. Then probably you need to find out again the number, right number, okay?
Absolutely.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all. Okay, now this time was gentleman. I got excited that maybe gentleman has skin problem and wants to talk to us, but... and I cut short my song, Je t'aime mon amour, but you know, sometimes love is cut short too. It's okay with the songs. Okay, then we know how to find you. And of course, on my Facebook, Accent On, we have all the information and links to your business and your line. And you mentioned, we were talking about your journey to really become successful owner of your own salon. And now from the 8 months, you said ago, you started your own cosmetic line. Then let's go slowly forward. And again, I promise once a month we'll be having Margaret in our own studio. And she'll be teaching us how to, in European way, take care of our skin. Then, Yeka, okay, you just decided to go and study dermatology, yes?
Yes.
Okay, and how long it took you?
Almost 2 years.
Okay, okay. 2 years. And then you met probably amazing people who just really gave you some advice how to pursue your dream.
Well, Jane Woodworth was my mentor. And after I finished studying with her, I already had my license from Salamanca College, but after extensive studies with her, I was extremely lucky to get a job with no other than Dr. Murad.
Oh, wow. That's big.
Yes.
That's big because everybody knows this name.
Yes.
Everybody knows the cosmetic line.
But that was before he was famous for his cosmetic line. We, he had a small salon, Sense of Selves, in Brentwood. And that's where I got a job as an esthetician. But also, I was very lucky to work in his dermatology office in El Segundo that he had for many years as a dermatology doctor. He was mixing a mysterious substance.
That's magic.
In plastic bottles with no labels. And he called it glycolic acid. And, of course, I had no idea at the time what that was.
No, he's
so we were all trying it on ourselves.
Oh, and that trusting was, him. That he knows what he's doing.
So, of course, now that was the birth on his skincare line. But also he taught me a lot of things about skin diseases, about skin cancer, about importance of health, not just from the outside, but also how to look at the skin, tell the difference between rosacea and acne, different growths, what causes the problems. And he's still one of the top leaders, in dermatology, even up to now. So I was not only very lucky to be taught personally by the owner of now famous Dermalogica, but also from a skincare perspective by Dr. Murad.
How could you not dream that one day you will do the same?
Yes. Yes.
I'm sure, because I know how it is. When you meet some special person in your life and that is your, like, I don't know, we look up to, then we want to do the same. And, oh, my gosh, I cannot wait to talk to you about how did you really mix your own stuff and how you went about to find what you really want to achieve with pretty big cosmetic line. This is, I'm not talking one something. There's a lot of them. It is amazing. Okay, slowly. Now, what is the next step? After 2 years and you finish your school.
And I went to work for Dr. Murad. And unfortunately, he closed his skincare salon. Of course, if I knew that he'll develop this amazing skincare line, I would be attached to him by the
forever,
hip.
Yeah.
But I left working for him, and my husband bought me a gift certificate to a place called Bourke Williams.
Okay, I have no idea what was it, but probably I'm supposed to know that.
You're supposed to know that because
tell me.
It's at that
exclusive, probably something very expensive,
well,
exclusive.
So that was the first a day spa in Los Angeles.
Okay.
So there was no day spas in Los Angeles. Before day spas, people go away to a retreat outside. They, you know, Scottsdale or Arizona or, you know, France or Europe to go to a spa. So Brooke Williams was the first day spa in Los Angeles. And when I went there for treatments, an esthetician that ended up to be a manager asked me what was my profession. I said, well, I do what you do. Except now I'm looking for a job, but I wasn't thinking to work there. But she said, well, I really like you. Why don't you apply here? So I was the third esthetician hired in Brooke Williams. And then we grew. Now there's 8 locations. So I stayed with them for many, many years and helped them develop the business. And so their skincare line being developed. So I learned a lot. And I was a teacher there and played many different roles.
I don't want to ask how many beautiful ladies really came to this great place.
Thousands,
and you probably thousands.
Thousands, and celebrities. And it was a very wonderful place to work.
Well, 8 years. That's a long time.
Yeah, yes. But I was raising my daughter, so it was great just to go there, meet my clients. I had a lot of repeat clients that became my friends, just like your friends on your show. And but after my daughter went to college, I said, it's time for my own place.
Listen, ladies, it's always time to become the businesswoman. And that sounds so scary. Very scary. You know, your mama was maybe CPA, bookkeeper, whatever you say, then you probably got some genes when it comes to business, because the word business always petrifies me, because comes so much with the responsibilities and financial and taxes and where, what, why, and how. And as a tough business, and talking to own place in Santa Monica and start something, like, because idea is I want something of mine. We all want, but not so many people will do. Then courage is a big part of your character, yes, probably. And knowledge, too. But we all have knowledge. We still need to have the courage to go for our dreams. Not saying that, like, a few years later, you have your own skin line. Not one cosmetics. 20 of them. We'll be talking about the 2. And more once a month, we'll be having you. And you'll be teaching us how to use your stuff and just what's wrong with us when we are looking at a mirror and we complain about our skin. Okay, now, daughter. You mentioned daughter. Okay, what is her name?
Her name is Katarina, but of course in Polish we call her Kasia.
Kasia.
Although she just graduated from college and she said, Mom, I'm no longer Kasia. I am Katarina or Kat. I go, it's okay.
Kat!
You're always going to be Kasia to me.
Kasia to us. Yes, yes, Kasia. But, you know, Katarina, this is a beautiful name and really has beautiful sound to it. Then nothing wrong with Katarina. And she's in entertainment business, yes?
Yes, she just finished film school, the Dutch film school from Chapman University. I'm very, very proud of her.
Congratulations.
She always wanted to be in entertainment. Maybe she got a little bit back from me.
Absolutely.
And also from her dad. Her dad is, my husband is an animation editor.
Hi, Daddy. How you make happy children or everybody?
Yes.
Children?
Well, mostly for young children and young teenagers.
Any project that we know that your husband was working on, can we say?
Oh, yes, of course. Do you remember Rugrats?
Oh, my gosh. We love Rugrats. It's our family away from family. Yes, I do. My daughter was growing up on the Rugrats.
Yes.
Oh, we love your husband. We need to talk to him about that.
Yeah, he added all the Rugrats TV shows, worked on a couple of their movies.
Wonderful.
And now he works for a wonderful company in Santa Monica, which is, he's so happy because he can bike to work.
Wow.
For Illumination Film Entertainment. So, you know, the Minions movies. So
congratulations.
So now he brings little toy minions home.
Oh, okay. Maybe in his time he will come maybe with you and we can talk to him a little bit.
Absolutely.
And talk about,
I'm sure,
because having successful marriage, I dreamed and dreamt that this is a possibility. Didn't happen nicely, didn't end it nicely. My marriage, you know, people know I talk sometimes about that, 20-something years and boom, it's over. But you are not the lucky one, because I think marriage is supposed to be something that people want to stay and live a long life and raise the children, raise grandchildren, and life and marriage is not something easy. Sometimes, especially when people are ambitious, and I'm sure you and your husband had a wonderful together road, but also you had your job, he had his job, you had a baby together. I'm sure some days were not so easy, but the support probably is beautiful till this day, because you are in the business for yourself. He is doing so big things for himself, but together you are smiling, you have the most beautiful face, happy woman.
Thank you.
Then I know that takes special men to make women smile in the way, and our wrinkles are mostly, you know, mirror of how our life went. You know, when we have smiley, cute wrinkles means we are happy ladies. Then I would love to meet him, and people I'm sure would love to talk about his road to success. That would be so wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, then daughter, you said she finished Chapman. She's in a film business industry.
Yes.
And
just beginning.
Just the beginning. Then you decided the time is now to take care of your own dreams. What was the dream right away? The place in Santa Monica on the second of... You knew where you want to be, where you want to...
I knew I want to be close to home, and I had lots of clients that follow me.
Okay.
Because, and so, and I hate commuting. That's probably most Angelinos. And so for me, having a business close to home, it's also always my dream. And I'm on 2nd Street, right in the heart of Santa Monica.
So was your husband okay with that? He said, honey, my gosh, this is tough. It's pretty expensive, probably. And do you really want to put the pressure on you when now you're supposed to relax and your daughter is already out of school? Now you are in Santa Monica. Enjoy your life. But you say, no, I want push. I want something harder. I want something ambitious. And the dream, I say, you are going after your dream. Was he saying, do it? Or he said, please, honey, be careful?
I'm very lucky. My husband's very supportive of everything I do. We support each other. And I think that is not the only key, but that's one of the things of successful marriage, that you build each other up.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so true. That you support each other's dreams, and you say, even when the things go tough, you go, it's okay.
Yeah.
Move forward. And my husband is like that. He is not ever looking back. If there is a problem, he said, Let's fix it and move forward. Move forward, you know. And he always was and always is very supportive for my business and my dreams.
What is his first name?
Peter.
Hi, Piotr, Peter. Nice to meet you. You're a good guy. We like that.
Thank you.
Then, okay, now tell me the first steps to open your... You needed to find a place first.
Yes. So... Salon Republic was opening up, which is like, I compare it to Fred Siegel of beauty.
Whoa.
So there are businesses within the Salon Republic business.
Okay.
So I'm lucky because I didn't want to have the full responsibility of a big place. So they were opening up, and I went there, and there were just like studs. I couldn't even tell what the rooms look like. And I went. I went with a partner. I had a friend with me that was doing a massage. That's why the name is European Skin and Massage Studio. So
that's good. We need both for sure.
Yes. Not anymore, since then she moved on and she left me with the name Massage. But for a while we had massage.
What
another
about facial
room for
massage?
Yes, we still do plenty of that. Anyway, So, great place. I knew right away it's going to be a perfect location. And then we started. Then we, you know.
How many years ago?
3 years.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
3 years.
And you are working every day?
I work as much as I want to, which is mostly 7 days a week.
Oh, wow.
But also I have flexibility, so, and I work by appointment, so if I...
Is this only you, or you have somebody
now,
else working?
Now it's only me.
Oh, Queen
so
Bee.
So I do pretty much everything.
Which means people want you. You learn that people really come because this is you,
yes,
who take care of their skin.
Yes.
And you have only a few hours a day. How many days you can, or hours you can give to your clients over and over? And saying already that you are sometimes booked 7 days a week means something also to all of us. We can stay in line, or we can tune into LA Talk Radio, Accent On. And once a month, we can get free advice from you. And, of course, we'll learn about your cosmetic line. Again, we have only 20 minutes left, then I'm so excited to move forward and find out when was the moment when you decided, I think I have an answers for certain things that I can really put in these plastic little jars and do what this gentleman 30 years ago did in your school and say, I think I know what the ladies need, you know? Then you need to tell me if this was like morning or years of thinking about it. But right now, okay, maybe I will play a little bit of something, a little bit of something. I don't want to say that easy come, easy go, this is the best answer for life, but that's the title of my song, another song. And then I will play a little bit just to break, give us a little break. Okay.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other day. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game we play.
What I wish for everybody, stronger, to be stronger every day. And like we know in life, sometimes days are harder. But what we need to do, like your husband say, you just shake it off and just move forward and just don't dwell on what is not working today. Tomorrow is always a better day. We need to think about this. Okay, tell us about your wonderful idea of creating the cosmetic line that will be your own. And also will include everything what you learned for almost 30 years in this business.
It really happened by not by only by accident, but it happened quite quickly because one of my clients runs a Golden Globes Oscar at Oscars pre-parties, and she said, "I would love to have you being included for my celebrity guests." And but I said, "Well, what can I bring? What, you know, just like I can invite some of the celebrities here. That'd be great." So I was in the middle of the night. I went home, and in the middle of the night, I woke up and I go, "Oh my gosh!
I can give them away.
Can make the skincare line that I always was dream of doing." The thing was, I had only 6 months to do it, and so I woke up like I think at 4 o'clock in the morning and started writing down the ideas. And at first, I thought, "Oh, I'll just make like 4 different skincare products." My first was do an organic mask, a bamboo and charcoal mask, and then so maybe I'll do a couple anti-aging products. Maybe I'll do a couple acne
we
products.
We need all.
By the morning, I had a list of 20 products, and I said I cannot do just one or two because I have to address everybody's skincare.
You are so sweet. It's true because when you go and they give you, okay, this is for your dry skin. Well, we all have problems. Different problems, different skin, and yes. You try to include everybody.
I have to include everybody because I have to, whenever a guest come to me, I have to say, this is exactly right
for
product
you.
For you, not just you and
try it and come back, it doesn't work, maybe.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, you have 20 of them. Could you give us, because you probably don't remember when you go from the top to the bottom, because we'll be talking and we'll be describing all her cosmetic line and, you know, every, when we see you next month, and it will be just amazing to learn what each one is doing. But if you need to pick the most important right now, like something that we need to include in our drawers of cosmetics,
well,
what is this?
If you make a skincare very simple,
yeah,
you need to cleanse.
Yes,
you need to exfoliate once in a while.
That's amazing that you say once a while. I know people say not make this more often than once a while, but you say once a while, which means not every 3 days, 2 days, 4 days. It's really
maybe once or twice a week, depending on the skin type.
Okay. Now it's advice, and we don't want to go deeper today because we don't have so much time. But we'll talk about this too.
It's safe.
Okay.
Some people over exfoliate, and that's not good, or under exfoliate. But once a week, let's say it's safe. And then protect themselves at night. So a good night cream is very important because that's when your skin rests and rejuvenates. So never go to sleep with makeup on, a dirty face, and put a good moisturizer with peptides, vitamins, and you can put serum underneath. And during the day, you have to use sunscreen. If I can give anybody one advice, is to use.
You have so fair, beautiful
sunscreen.
Yes, you know, you are in Santa Monica. Most of my friends are really, really well tanned, you know, and they look hot, good. And I'm white too. I just run from the sun. I don't like so much to bake.
And that is a wise thing to do because sun, the UV rays are, that's what's damaging our skin. So it's very, very important. Always, always use sunscreen in the morning and reapply in the afternoon. People don't do that.
No.
Reapply in the afternoon and include your face and neck.
Then you, okay. And you said then it's 45, 30, what do you think?
What is 35, 40. 30 My sunscreen is a 40. I have a tinted and non-tinted sunscreen. I like it tinted for women because you can put a little bit of a sheer on top and you can run around without makeup on.
Aww,
and today
exciting.
I brought you, you didn't know that.
No, so I didn't.
You didn't know that.
No, I didn't.
But I brought you a gift.
Oh, thank you.
I brought you today one of my skincare, one of the... It's a celebrity 24 karat gold.
Oh my gosh, girls.
Gold mask.
People
one
can.
For you.
Can, they can buy that too on Voda.
Yes.
Give us the link. Oh, I love you. Thank you. Gold.
It's a real American gold with vitamin C. So it's brightening, hydrating, rejuvenating. It's
the
good
vitamin
forever.
C. I just love you because we know how important vitamin C is. For grandparents were telling us what to do. My parents were using, mama was using C. I always said, I don't know why she knew this, you know, not like she was very, very educated in this territory. But you put gold, you put vitamins, you put, I will read and try, and I know it will be beautiful. But people, you can buy this. You can go on a website and...
So my own website is Voda, W-O-D-A, skincare.com. So vodaskincare.com.
So
but
easy.
Also, my products are available on Amazon. So it's really easy. Not sunscreens yet. They will be there soon. But all other products are available on Amazon. So it's
one
really
more
easy.
Time, one the line. One more time, please, link to the
Voda.
Voda. People, Voda. I know it's a European way of spelling water, but it's W too in America. Voda means water. Then
W-O-D-A, skincare. .com and also on Amazon.com.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm very proud. Thank you.
I cannot be more proud to have you here.
Thank
and
you.
Just see how, I know your line will expand and you every day you will think about what we need more. But I promise Margaret will be back and we will be trying to decide with her what we'll be focusing on, and we'll be trying to probably give ladies and gentlemen some advice and pair her cosmetic line or part of cosmetic line with the specific issues for the skin. Yes,
gentlemen too. In my salon, I have a facial, gentlemen facial, and I call it "Real Men Get Facials Too."
Absolutely, absolutely. And sometimes they really like this so much.
They love
much.
It. Once they love it, once they try it once, they love it.
And they can go
they're
together with wife,
sometimes.
Or you know, just yes. together have a spa day and have a spa for the face, and just of course go to see you. If people want to meet you in person, and probably you are booked, but. For our listeners, I'm sure you'll find the time. Then please, how we can send them your way?
So you can go to my website, European Skin and Massage Studio .com, European Skin and Massage Studio.com, or call me directly or text me directly on my business phone, which is 424-279-9771. Send me a text. And the best time to reach you, and I will text you back, and we can schedule an appointment just for you.
Oh, wonderful. And we talk today with?
Margaret Tomaszewicz.
Margaret, thank you so much.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
I really didn't expect any present from you. And this is, what a celebrity in LA is just hot world. And I think I love this world, especially
okay.
for
you
me.
You especially need it.
And yeah, all of these things that you have inside, can my child, my daughter, beautiful, also use? Or is for me, for the lady of
this
certain age?
This is mostly for you. However, if everybody can use it because gold is also antibacterial.
Oh.
So it's good for all skin types. Yes, it's
wonderful.
Good for all skin types. And all the explanations, the ingredients, how to use it are on my website.
I cannot wait to have you. We'll
thank
schedule
you
because
much.
I think people would like to know that which Monday of the month you will be coming. And if we could set that the on the calendar times for people that they know the first or second or third or fourth or fifth Mondays, we will book for people's minds, ladies' minds, that's the time that they can sit and just listen what you have to offer and what advice you will give it to us. For us
I love to
look beautifully.
I love to.
Thank you, dziękuję. This is a Polish Polish way of saying thank you. Dziękujemy bardzo. It will be saying bye-bye until next month. Accent on Ilona Europa, LA Talk Radio, 6 till 7 p.m. every Monday.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.